everyone. First week of the season is a fucking disaster, if you ask me. On so many, fun. On so many levels, it's a fucking. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's from your point of view.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Yes, you had to. Low blow, Steph. Low blow. So, like, for the perspective, first, like, she's making fun of me of Aaron Rodgers being a bitch. And second, she stepped on my broken toe yesterday. It's two offenses. The third offense, I don't know. I have to come up with some sort of punishment or something. Anyway, let's begin with Thursday night games, the first game. And, you know, personally, I'm very pleased with this.
Bills, yes.
Winning over Rams, 31-10. I mean, it just soothes my soul. I don't know. Please. I don't know. What can be else that you, like, when you humiliate current Super Bowl champions? Seriously. Like,
yeah, because there was a very big difference.
It's a very big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, but because Rams really missing from last year. Of course, they're missing
OBJ.
Yeah, but it's not like he would have won them that game. They still have Cup. They still have.
Yeah, but they only have Cup.
I mean, Michael
Stewart. Yeah, everyone covers him. But they don't. They have Allen Robinson, but the what's his face never wants to talk to him.
But it felt like in this game, like the only receiver he had was Cup, and basically like. That's it.
Yeah, but like, look at the stats. Like, Josh Allen throwing 3 touchdowns, running for 1 touchdown. Like,
yeah.
Comparing to Cooper Kupp, seriously.
Apparently.
With 1 touchdown, bro. What the fuck? Really? I don't know. And no Aaron Donald can stop Josh Allen.
No.
Like that video where Josh Allen just sends a person into...
I mean, Josh Allen was... He's fun to watch.
He's so big. So even though it's like he can take the hits from Aaron Donald. Like if Aaron Donald hit anybody else, because he did hit Aaron... or he did hit Allen a few times. But like most people would just be floored and never get up again.
Like, for example, Jaburo.
Yeah, but then again, I think Josh Allen has like better line that like maybe slows Donald somewhat down before they hit him. Jaburo.
I mean,
yeah, and Josh Allen ran a lot.
Yeah,
for a big guy, he ran quick. Yeah, surprisingly quick, and also like it was fun to watch a QB that's like not a typical runner when you look at him run that much during a game, and I really like Josh Allen.
Like, yeah, I know you're Josh Allen fan, girl. Like,
yeah.
Yay, fun girling. But is it Super Bowl hangover or what?
Probably. Isn't this like typical for every Super Bowl winning team?
I mean, if we...
Except
what?
The obvious.
The obvious. Yeah. I mean, the incumbent. Let's go to Sunday games because here the fun begins. Like Saints.
Oh my God.
Winning over Falcons 27-26. And Falcons blew the lead again. Yay. Seriously.
Like by now, I'm pretty sure they hurt.
Yeah. But it needs to be said that a lot of their points is actually field goals. So they need to do something about their quarterback receiver situation because they have like their best player is their kicker. Like, really, 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 because he is on my fantasy team and he had like several 50 plus kicks in one game. Like I got like 18 points from a kicker. That's not normal.
Shut up, 18 points. Oh, fuck off. Like, seriously.
But it's not normal. And it says everything about Falcons that their kicker has that many points.
I mean, who else? Like, Marcus Mariota is their starting quarterback. I'm serious.
Yeah.
what else do you expect?
But did Taysom Hill now, like, transfer to become a running back?
No, Taysom Hill is now back at the Taysom Hill because...
Who's a tight end?
He is back to being like the quarterback that comes in, does like his type
but
of play, and then
he's,
goes.
He's a running back.
Is he?
Tight end.
Yeah, I think so.
No, he's a tight end.
Yeah, I know he wasn't a quarterback. He was something else than a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's my point.
So on the
and
paper,
that,
he's
and
something
I think
else.
That's more accurate because in the other game situation, I think he is a tight end in real life. Like, but they use him everywhere. So it's very difficult to place him somewhere.
I mean, but Jameis Winston, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, as you said very deeply last episode, when he's good, he's good. Like, that was... First half, as we can see right now, it's like just like 7 points. And then they just went crazy.
Yeah, they got all of their points. Like,
yeah, it's like 27, 26. It's very,
yeah.
very close too.
It's also like the Falcons defense just fell apart.
As usual, like never happened before. And here we go again.
Because like the Saints got 17 points in fourth quarter. It just fell apart.
It just fell. It's majorly fell apart. So those games, a lot of the games were very close. And as we know, like on the point of overtime, and some games went to overtime. It's kind of insane how which an hour actually was in a which an hour this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I felt like
so
this
much.
First week, the games like on Sunday football, it felt like we were in the last game of the season where like everything counted and like all this weird thing was happening.
The only things that was different and I noticed it, the hits are pretty nasty because everybody's like fresh for now. And like
yeah.
people take insane hits and just keep running or keep doing whatever they're doing. But you don't see it late in season because everybody's ruined already.
Yeah.
Many times. Good for Saints. They start with 1-0. Next game, which also surprising, and it's also Dolphins, but not Dolphins. It's more like, I don't know. Chicago Bears versus 49ers. Insane Soldier Field that should be prohibited.
I mean,
No.
The conditions they played were like horrible. There was so much water on the field, like they splashed around. You could see it in like the first couple of when they received the ball and then like went into the ground. The water was just like splashing around them. It was so wet,
and then it
got worse and worse and worse.
When they were like sliding down the field.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the most impressive thing is actually how many passes that Trey Lance actually managed to pull off, because he kept throwing the ball in that weather with the wet ball.
I mean, his twin Justin Fields managed to throw two touchdowns and Trey Lance managed to throw only one interception.
Yeah.
According to Twitter, people were screaming to like let Jimmy Garoppolo out.
Like it would have helped.
Okay, Elijah Mitchell. Okay, their running back is gone. All right. Okay, San Francisco. Then Trey Lance is also leading rusher. Come on.
That's awkward.
Yeah. And they were pretty sure this is going to win because it was like 10-0.
Yeah.
Then it's suddenly.
For a very long time.
Yeah. Was insane game in insane conditions, and you can believe that it's an NFL field.
But also the 49ers defense is supposed to be like one of the best
on paper,
but they're not.
They're not. They are.
I mean, there are other defenses in NFL that are way better.
Yeah. Again, seriously, given Bears who like in the first half could not throw anyone actually. There is no pass caught by a wide receiver or running back in the first half. So, and then led them 19 points. Well, it says things, I'd say. Bad for Trey Lance because I think Jimmy Garoppolo starts next game. I think so. The game that was a thriller with overtime, with Joe Burrow getting all the bad statistics, possibly. How many? Four interceptions, five turnovers in them.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, Steelers versus Bengals. The battle of kickers who could not kick, like all the kickers this week could not kick. 23-20 Steelers. They lose to Jibodzo.
Yeah, which is a big loss.
Yeah, but Mitchell Trubisky, he is back on track. Like, what the fuck? Can we talk about that? Still, like...
Who would have thought, though?
Who would have thought? But Maria told us he can be legit.
But I feel like the Bengals... they will get there because it was not a bad game from them. It was just like the little things that was, no, it was not a horrible game. It was just they couldn't complete. They had so many close calls, like post, like I also, literally Chase almost had the final touchdown, and then like tip of his big toe was on the white line. I mean, it was, the margins are so small.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. And but I also think like, unfortunately, the same issue as they always had is their O-line.
It's horrible. Yeah.
It's very horrible. And like, but I'm still scared. Like, how many hits can he handle? And
yeah,
he had so many hits in this first game, and he's probably going to be hit even more going forward. So it's, I don't know. They have to solve this. But like, despite this, the chemistry between him and Chase, as always, is insane. So like, can you imagine, like, he threw like X amount of interceptions. He did so many mistakes, but still they put up the points today. They almost won that game.
Yeah.
And
also that needs to be said that someone did a very stupid decision. That's why they lost.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Someone on the coaching staff had like a brain aneurysm or something. Because yeah, but seriously, who the fuck chooses to kick a field goal when it's 3rd and 8 and it's still more than 3 minutes left of the game? I get it if it's like the last thing, but you don't kick a field goal when you still have one down to do something else and get better field position. It was such a strange decision. Like, I don't understand it. And it was so far away.
He made one before, like this.
Yeah,
one,
but it was not necessary. Like, maybe something happened that they wanted the game to be over quicker with 3 minutes left.
How many more hits Joe Burrow can take?
Yeah,
it was like, let's kick it right now. Let's cube.
But it looks strange.
It looks strange. I mean,
super strange.
It cost Bengals their first loss, I guess.
Yeah.
But compared to Rodrigo Blankenship, their keeper is still intact. So I feel it's offensive. It's simply offensive. But yeah, I mean, I'm pissed off that Bengals didn't win over Steelers, because I want Steelers to lose many times. my relationship with Steelers, they suck. Another game very typical for Lions, basically. For Lions, 38-35, Lions cannot finish.
It's so annoying because like, they're still at the same, like, they cannot close.
No,
and they still can't. They're so close, and I don't know.
And also they did a very good job in the end. Like, they managed to get a lot of points. Like, they kept on going, and I mean, poor people. I feel so bad for them.
They have to win.
But obviously they need to do something about their defense, and Eagles need to do something about their defense, because this is a lot of points.
Like, yeah, it's like 73 points in total. 73 points in total. Bro, chill. I mean, I don't complain because I have AJ Brown. So please continue to do that. But do you think eliminating Jared Goff is going to give Lions better position, or is it something else that doesn't work?
I'm like, not sure, because like, I feel like Jared Goff does it like surprisingly well, or maybe not, but like, I don't think like, but who could they get that better? It's not like there's a lot of quarterbacks to choose from.
You can always take Aaron Jones, please. Yes. Or Aaron Rodgers, sorry, please. Yes. And thank you.
Have you forgotten his name already?
I wish I could forget. I wish. I genuinely wish I could erase my memory of that game in particular. But I think Lions actually wins the next game. So it's my pick, basically.
Let's hope so, for their sake, that it doesn't end up like last year.
And I don't want to like lose Dan Campbell, because he loses so much. I mean,
poor guy.
Poor guy. Yeah. Next game is Nerd Coach. Looks like, I don't know. He's really,
it's so crazy. Strange.
So fucking strange. Dolphins win 27 over Patriots, and Patriots just do not work. No.
No, we already knew this.
What the fuck happened? Like, Matt Patricia, what does he do? Why?
Matt Patricia, I told you I'm still waiting for his heart problems. not too serious, just serious enough that he has to take a sick leave or something. But still, like, I don't know how much of it was Matt Patricia's fault, probably all of it, because like the O-line was a disaster. Like the O-line was a huge problem and he's the O-line coach. And then he was also the offensive coordinator that was very bad. And for some reason, Kendrick Bourne didn't play. And that was like a big story afterwards. And I don't know why he doesn't play. It seems disciplinary or something. I'm not sure. But the worst part here is that Mac Jones has a back injury and wasn't made available to the press afterwards and stuff like that. He has back spasms. Yeah, there's something wrong with his back. But at this point, I'm not sure if Brian Hoyer is me any worse. But I don't know. Like, it's like the defense is also struggling, but they're still okay. It's like the biggest issue with the Patriots right now is that their offense, they can't like do anything.
But who Mac Jones has to throw to right now?
No, he can throw to the people that he always has. But like the ones who got like catches was the one play that Kendrick Bourne was in. And then like in the play after, he was taken out. And then they, like, one of those, there was a person that lost the ball. It was Aguilar. Of course, it was Aguilar. Yeah. Aguilar lost the ball. And then it went back to Miami on a turnover. And it was, like, and he was, like, Kendrick Bourne was, like, standing on the sidelines and, like, pointing at people. And it was not good. But, I don't know. He has Kendrick Bourne. He has Jacoby Myers. Not big names. Those are the ones he throws to. And those are the ones who catches. That Parker guy, I don't know what he does. Hunter Henry just had one catch. But, like, I don't know. It's the same thing. It hasn't improved anything from preseason, which is very bad. So I'm not sure what to do.
I don't know what Bill is thinking. Like, seriously.
That's why I tell you. I'm worried that he has dementia because he has to do something. And he has to do it now.
I mean, I would not say that Dolphins play calling was exceptional.
No, it wasn't. It was like they had like two scores that was very easy scores for them. And then, of course, they were already like ahead. And then like Patriots just never came back. So it was, I think that was the issue. And everyone knows that when the Patriots play Miami in Miami, it's always going to be the nightmare in Miami. So it was this year again. So not like nobody expected him to lose, because they always lose in Miami.
Does this game tell you something about season right now?
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's going
to
be
hard. And yeah, and Matt Patricia needs to go away.
Just make a couple of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got to go. He's got to go. Yeah.
No, but he's got to go. He cannot do. And like, I've never seen Patriots O-line be this bad. But like, we've had that old guy before. I can't remember. Like, the Italian man.
That old guy.
He was like, yeah, but he was like 8 years old and still like training them. So, but now it's Matt Patricia. Look at him.
I mean,
yeah. No, but I'm not sure. I need to see. Like, I want to give it like 5 games to see, like, maybe what is the shit. But I don't know. I don't think, yeah, probably you and I, we're going to be like the ones that has to sit here and take all the shit every single week, and Stephanie will be fine for once.
For once.
Exactly. So yeah. It's fine.
So
it's your turn, girl.
Thank you.
So years of suffering is past you, and now I jinxed everything, but whatever. Yeah. To the thing that is actually stable and people of humanity and the world runs on it, Jets being Jets and losing to Ravens 24-9. And I love it. Like, okay, Lamar Jackson is my starting quarterback on fantasy, and I regret it deeply. And yes. And he was quiet for the first half, and I got pretty desperate, and I was like, yeah, I lost in the end because Najee Harris, seriously, bro, we have to talk. But then he kind of woke up and started doing stuff, and, you know, 3 touchdown passes is not bad. I'm not mad at it, but I was pretty worried because he was given his contract talks, which are non-existent right now. So what his motivation is. But Jets, as usual, nothing new. Same old Jets.
Yeah, it doesn't help them to get Flacco as their new quarterback.
No,
that is that is bad.
I mean, it's just adding.
How old is Joe Flacco?
It's 30.
Good question.
Circa.
Is he only 35?
Wow, then I feel very sorry for that dude. He needs to call Tom Brady's old
37. He's
37.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's he needs to call. Yeah, but still, but. I don't know. I need to be careful. I don't want
end up on blacklist.
End up on Robert Saleh's blacklist.
Woo-hoo! Keeping I'm a bold man.
No, Jets is just being Jets. They're definitely cursed.
I don't know.
Like, because it's like no matter what they do, they like still suck so badly. And I don't know. Maybe it'd be better with a very confident Zach Wilson. I expect at least.
He's very. Zach,
How long is his injury? It's like a few weeks only, right?
He's coming back.
He's coming back after like in week 3 or 4, I guess. I think it was just like the first few games.
Yeah.
So, but still, I don't. They're still gonna score. This up, like, let's be honest, all the Jets, they're cursed. I don't know.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but I mean, in a week where there were so many crazy things happening, it's nice that something is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
They are still there. Anyway, Commanders versus Jaguars, and thanks God Trevor Lawrence itched again, seriously. But yeah, as that video that some of you sent to our
chat. It was me.
Yeah, very
sweet. I need to have a chat with him, seriously, his pep talk is like, what the hell is this? Let's get this guy. So yeah, okay, yeah, let's go. Bye. That's basically what he said.
I mean, yes, and also.
What a hype person.
Next time you play someone, I'm just gonna be like that. Okay, let's do it. Good.
It's like, but then again, it's true because like that's the way I act. But like, I'm not the quarterback. I'm not a captain. I'm not like those things. I do not play in the NFL. So it's like, what the hell is this shit?
I mean,
but it's like, how the hell can you want to play for him? That is the pep talk he gives.
And you can see it by the score. It's like 28-22. But speaking about Commanders, it's like seriously, Carson Wentz was all right first 2 quarters. Then he was trash. Absolutely trash. And then he got...
Well, it's still Carson Wentz. It's not like... It's not... It can't be that surprising to you that happened.
I mean, he threw 4 touchdowns. Not bad.
Yeah, that is more surprising to me.
I mean... He did a surprisingly good job.
Yeah, me too. I was like, for sure, this is like one of the few games that Trevor Lawrence actually is going to win this year.
Yeah, I was also sure that he was going
to
win
this
game.
Like, the Commanders, as they want to call themselves now.
Which is, like, I also have to address like the whole Commanders thing because it says nowhere on their uniform or anything.
Wait, it says here on some...
No, it says Washington still.
Still Washington? Weird.
Yes.
I mean, why is then Buzzer not in Commanders when he's still Washington? That's it.
It makes no sense.
Oh, it makes no sense. None of these teams like are interesting enough like to talk about this. Like, who cares? they're just there.
True. But it was a close game.
The running backs that actually, like, say, Jaguars, Travis Etienne, they drafted so highly. dropped the ball, like fumbled.
Yeah, but then again, like, remember, Jamar Chase also dropped the...
It was a lot of fumbles and dropped passes this week. And, like, there was a lot of just, like, plays where you can kind of see that these players haven't played a game in a while. Because most of the top players haven't played preseason, and it kind of shows.
No, they're just let in like for a few minutes just to show the fans that they're still there.
Yeah, and some didn't even do that. So
no, exactly,
there were a lot of fumbles, so many fumbles actually, and interceptions and just incomplete passes because of receivers not being able to catch the ball.
Don't. Don't make me hurt even more than I'm hurting.
I'm gonna wait until.
Yeah. It's only like we're only 3 games away.
Yeah.
So cute.
I'm also excited about this.
Next game that I actually watched, unfortunately, it was Cleveland Browns game against Panthers, only for the sake of Baker Mayfield. And
yes, because you said you would never watch
a
Browns game.
But I want to watch Baker Mayfield bring the revenge. No.
Did you really believe that, though?
You know, if we were looking at Baker Mayfield's cycle, if you all remember it, we were at the point where he was about to prove that he's cool, right? But, like, let's be honest, both quarterbacks suck. Baker Mayfield sucked so fucking badly. I have no words. Bad at passes, seriously. Bad at passes, incompletions, fumbles. Myles Garrett sacked him again and again and again. It was never ending story. I think Carolina Panthers offensive line at some point in time just gave up and just like, kill the dude. We don't need him. Please. take him with you. Take him back. Yes. He woke up in the fourth quarter. Typical Baker Mayfield cycle. Like, he woke up and he actually did something and he managed something. But again, it's a kicker who saved Browns because Jacoby Brissett cannot throw, let's be honest. Absolutely cannot. I don't know. Nothing went right except running game, except Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb being solid as fuck, as always. You can understand that Browns quarterback survive only on behalf of running game. That's it. Nick Chubb, like staple of Browns offense, and Kareem Hunt. That's it. Everything else gone. Like, Baker Mayfield sucks so badly. I don't know. I think if Sam Darnold was healthy, he would replace him, like, around the end of first year, I suppose. But in this case, it was games that you experience pain when you're watching. Like, you go from having spiritual pain, you know, like secondhand shame, to having physical pain. Like, it's going like a somatically into you. You just cringe, you die of cringe. That was that. And I cannot. It just hurt me so. But on the other hand, Browns got a good kicker. He kicked a
very good kicker.
Very good kicker.
Yeah.
Like, he's rookie. He placed
everything. Yeah. So it was amazing.
At least something. And Browns.
Yeah.
Browns was good for 3 quarters. And just like 49ers defense, it was just like, let's give up 17 points. Yay, cool. Thank you. Bye.
But I mean, back to the kicker kicking like the field goal at the end of the game too. Like, it was funny to watch Baker Mayfield's smug face thinking that they won the game. Yeah. He was, I mean, his face said it all. Like, he was so sure. And then just like watching him put that field goal, which was a very, very far away field goal.
Yeah, it was 54 yards, or yes.
Yeah. And his face just kind of drops. It's like he realizes that he just lost and there's no way that he can save it. It was funny.
But yeah, you're back on Baker Mayfield's cycle of feeling an underdog and being trash. And it's important. But speaking of kickers, like Colts Texans in overtime, potentially winning field goal by Colts was not kicked. And Rodrigo Blankenship got waived by Colts. I find it as a personal offense. First, due to school. Like, look at his beautiful glasses. I wonder. Because, you know, wearing contact lenses to practice and to games is horrible. Zero. No. It's I suffer every time. So if you, Rodrigo, if you know a person who can you hook me up with, please let me know.
But I don't get, I actually don't get the decision of letting him go.
No.
Neither. Because if you need to also look at his track record, and like he has been one of the kickers that have actually done their job very well.
Yeah. I mean, he won them games. And not.
Yeah. And so.
And especially when.
I feel like, bad for him.
When Colts, seriously, like being bad for 3 quarters, like, and scoring again 17 points in the last quarter. I think 17 points in the last quarter is a thing this week against Texans for a second. Texans, please.
Then they blame him. Like, mm-hmm. If it weren't for him, they wouldn't have that many points in the first place.
No, exactly. Like,
because they got field goals in the rest of that game.
And suddenly they cut him. I don't know. For me, it's unexplainable. For me, Colts being slow. For me, Matt Ryan sucks. Texans, whatever Texans do with their beard, neck, quarterback, Davis Mills. I think Colts going to be very boring and very unproductive this season.
Texans too, though.
Yeah.
But this turned out to be a more interesting game than what I thought it would be, because I mean the score is very low, or like overall, and there was it's interesting when the field goals just go completely off tracks.
But yeah, we have first week we have a tie, actual tie.
Yes.
And it's not Lions. Next game is surprising because Giants win over Titans. Maria, you were right. I have to say sorry to Daniel Jones. It was a moment of weakness on my part. That
I think you just missed him and forgot how much you love him.
Yeah, but I'd rather not see his face again.
No, that's not my problem.
It's not my problem. So you're putting Daniel Jones on me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Amazing. Why not? But yeah, surprisingly, Giants, Titans. And you know what? Derrick Henry was actually stopped. Probably he's not going to bounce back as many, many people predicted this season that he's going to bounce back. But it's like it's first week, but still, it's Giants. It's not like you're playing against Chiefs or you're playing against whoever. It's fucking Giants, bro. Chill. And also question, why they don't play Malik Williams for some snaps or something? Because from what I've seen in the preseason, he's much better than Ryan Tannehill, mobility-wise. So I'm team Malik Williams. Tannehill go. How old Tannehill is actually?
He is also getting old.
He was born old.
And he was
34.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
He's so not that old. But I just feel like he's been around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, 34, of course, he's been around for a while. But he ain't Tom Brady yet, so...
No, and he never will be.
But yeah, nice.
But I mean, how long do you think Barkley will stay healthy this year?
Oh, not for so long.
He actually already got a touchdown, which is impressive.
Not for so long. And he got 18 carries, which tells you that, there is nobody to throw to.
No, because that's a lot. 160
yards. Like, how bad is Titans defense, seriously, if Barkley is allowed to run for 164 yards?
Yeah, yes, they gave him the ball 18 times.
Yes, you just find the hole and feed the ball to a dude who can run, and then you fuck in a way. I don't know, but I'm deeply impressed. I say sorry to Daniel Jones for my moment of weakness and not picking him. But I know that you don't care because you care about the next game.
This is worse than the Patriots even.
I mean, this game was a disaster, like from the very beginning. I am so sorry for your loss. I am so sorry for your loss, but I can still see the look on Aaron Rodgers' face when his rookie receiver loses the biggest. It's like a sure touchdown. And you do the most rookie thing ever, which is losing the ball in between your arms. I should know. I have done this in the game before in the exact same situation. But it was my first year playing football. You shouldn't be doing that in the NFL. It's... And then you just saw Aaron Rodgers be like, oh, this is what I have to work with. Like, his whole face was so annoyed.
So funny. Do you think that people just throw the biggest temper tantrum of them all and just fuck this shit, I'm gonna retire just in the middle of a game?
Maybe he will do Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Just feeling the shit. Because
so mad. And being that man makes me look even older. Oh my god, I think Aaron Rodgers is almost my favorite person to watch these days. It's so entertaining.
I think if he could get corporal punishment.
Yeah, he would.
He would.
Definitely.
Because I mean, first, let's be objective. Of course, we're going to be objective. How else can we be?
We're
such an objective show.
We're such an objective show. But first, you invest heavily in defense, right? In the offseason, during the draft. And then you just give touchdown right away. Like, you never cover Justin Jefferson.
He's
running free. And you don't let Justin Jefferson run free. You don't.
No.
It's so funny. It never ends well. Why do you do that? Who the fuck was calling defensive plays?
Maybe Matt Patricia was involved.
Probably. I have no other explanations that Matt Patricia had been involved in that play, disastrous play calling. Disastrous play calling. Then we have like two people who Rodgers can throw to. It's Robert Tonyan and it's Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb is
who are those?
Yes. Cobb is old and can only play slot mostly because obviously. And Tonyan is fresh out of injury. And then we have a bunch of kids, literally kids. They could be Aaron Rodgers' sons.
And he's a very disappointed father.
Yes. Who cannot catch a shit. You need to be neurodevelopmentally retarded, I suppose.
You know what? Your face reminds me
not,
of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Not to catch a ball from Aaron Rodgers, one of the most accurate passers in the league. He just put that ball in front of you and tells you, take it, please. Here is a ball. All you need, put your hands in a diamond. And you're good. Like, even I could catch a fucking Aaron Rodgers ball. I suppose, because it would be fed into me. That running game, yes, we gotta run quarterback by committee. It's gonna be Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon. Where it is? I don't see it on the board. I see only fucking 7 points on the board against fucking Vikings with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, the most inspiring quarterback in the whole fucking league. 23 points against 7. And we are all so much for contenders. I don't. And also, like, Dalvin Cook, where is fucking my fantasy points? If I have a Vikings player.
Oh my God, now you're mad about everything.
I'm mad about this game. And I'm rightfully mad at this game because this game is a disaster. This game is a fucking disaster. Aaron Rodgers is a fucking disaster because he's throwing a tantrum. Yes, all right. But the receivers, non-existent receivers, non-zero, nada, point, like 0% receivers, pisses me off because neither defense nor receivers do something at all at this team. So that's my rant about it because fuck, burn the whole fucking Green Bay. Take me with you. I'm gonna burn with you because I cannot see that. I cannot. Whatever. Yeah, that was a rant. You're very welcome. Because otherwise, I'm just gonna explode into a ton of little footballs, I suppose.
Can you imagine if they lose against the Bears next week? Oh my God, this is gonna be so funny.
I just have to comment the fact that he got like 3 points in fantasy.
Rodgers?
He got like 370.
I was at 5.
No, I want to kick you, seriously. This for a punishment.
Who has him?
Why did you have to say that?
Just because I saw it on. He was with the lowest scoring people.
No.
I mean, it was together with one of my receivers, I think, but...
No.
Together with one of your receivers?
No. It's a no.
Yeah, it was with one of my receivers, if that helps.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Who also got 3 points. But I mean, he's a quarterback and he shouldn't have that low points.
I told you.
Even like, rub it on my face. Like, rub it deeper. Rub it a little bit more. So my inner scars never grow, for fuck's sake. Anyway, what is new? Nothing new, because Chiefs won over Cardinals 44-21 because Kyler Murray did not do his homework. It just says it's that how make it, it's like doing your homework is important. Please study.
Yeah, but I do believe we're gonna blame the defense for this.
We're gonna blame everyone.
Yeah, but you can't allow 44 points.
You can allow 44 points.
44 points is a lot.
You play Kyler Murray.
But have you delivered? But have you seen some of, like, this hurts me to say, but have you seen some of his balls? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I mean, this game
the
was
one, yeah,
Patrick
the one
Mahomes
who,
in, like, yeah, being Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and like, his connection with Kelce, too. Yeah. Like, one of these, this, like, this one clip. I had to, like, watch it, like, 5 times. It was like, how is this, like, it's so perfect. Like, I don't think I've seen, yeah, it's, like, so perfect. The ball delivery was so perfect.
Yeah. His brother moved away.
Yeah, help.
So obviously that helped.
He's gonna stick up there in LA instead.
Yeah, because now Patrick Mahomes is back to being himself again, and, like, unfortunately.
Can you imagine how good this would be if he could get his wife to move away too?
keep him. Yeah. Keep J.L. Jackson Mahomes, as I said. But yeah, Chiefs look like they were old Chiefs that we knew, not the Chiefs that were in the beginning of the previous season where everything was wrong and everything was shit. So, but I'm also, like, you know, thinking about Cardinals paying so much money to Kyler Murray and not cashing out on it. 21 points against 44. It's nothing. And also, like, Mahomes throwing 5 touchdowns. Where is your defense? It's non-existent either.
Yeah.
So, like, business decisions on par with Browns' business decisions of stupidity. As ever. But the game was close and wonderful and nice and goes to Steph. It's Chargers 24-19 versus Raiders. And Chargers managed to stop Davante Adams.
Yes.
Probably it was not Aaron Rodgers who's been throwing to Davante Adams. Just saying. Unfortunately,
yeah.
No. I mean, not... Okay, whatever. Just go.
I mean, Davante Adams had a lot of catches, and he did run for a lot of yards before they managed to get him to the ground. But I was very, very happy to see both offense and defense, like, actually working very well, and special teams working very well.
Wow.
Like, we got a new punter, and he is actually very, very good. They had a punt that stopped at, like, the 2-yard line, and everything was just, it was amazing. But as always, I get scared in the end and believe they're gonna fuck it up, but they didn't, and they actually were one of the teams that managed to kick all of their field goals and their extra points and everything. And but I mean, Khalil Mack, he had 3 sacks, and him and Bosa together were truly very, very good. So the defense were really, really on point and had several interceptions by different people and sacks by different people. And yeah, it was just amazing. And as I sent to you guys, like, the O-line had its own appreciation post this week because they managed to block so well. They really, everyone just did their job. So the only, like, there are, like, 2 negative things. And, of course, it's Keenan Allen getting hurt.
Yeah.
By himself.
He's out
with his hamstring. And they're having a short week since they're playing on Thursday already.
Yeah.
So there's no way that he's going to be ready for that.
No, he's a bit out, yeah.
Which is very bad because that's Chiefs. But it might mean that Mike Williams will get the ball a little bit more. I have him on my fucking team, and he got the ball like 1 time. And I had to start looking for him on the field, and it's like, is he even there? Because, like, he never got the ball. And it was just so weird because he is usually one of the go-to people. But that said too, I feel like that's one of the things that I probably like a lot about the Chargers is the fact that they have so many receivers that can catch the ball. Like, Allen is always
safe. You have receivers who can catch the ball.
Yes, we do. Our new receivers can actually catch the ball.
Well, and where did one of those receivers come from?
No, it's Raiders.
Well... I mean, it was just, it's just fun to see, like, different receivers being responsible for the different touchdowns and not being reliant on one receiver. And then if that receiver goes out, which Allen now has, then other people actually stepped up and did the job. And some of those touchdown passes were like crazy.
Yeah, they were beautiful.
Like talking about Mahomes putting some of those insane balls in a Mahomes style. I mean, Justin Herbert has some really, really insane balls as well, where he just puts it right in between the defense, and it's just crazy to watch. And the fact that those receivers actually managed to pick up the ball on their way down between two defenders is, yeah, it was a very, very good game to watch. It was fun.
I mean, also, like, offensive line is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very good offensive line.
That's a very good offensive line.
And their new rookie is also good. So it was a good draft pick.
Okay. Everything goes your way. I see. Everything goes your way.
Yeah.
I hate
for now.
My, yeah. Cowboys, Dak out with thumb injury.
So what sad. Happened? The defense blocked his ball while he was throwing, and so he broke his thumb. Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
And they didn't score a single touchdown.
No. Like,
bro. And, I mean, Tom Brady, as usual, 19 points. I was expecting much more points.
Yeah, but the Cowboys has a fairly good defense.
Yeah, but I mean, still, if you remember all the games that Tom Brady put up, seriously, this was quite an unremarkable game, I'd say.
It's true.
It was like just, you know, coming to your job, doing your job, like bare minimum, and just, you know, going your own way to chill with your kids or whatever. And yeah, but I feel sorry for Cowboys. They were the only team that has not scored a touchdown.
Yeah, which is awkward.
Which is awkward. And it wasn't like Dak was injured on the first play of the game, right? So,
but it was fairly early, I think.
Was it?
No, it was
fairly early. I don't remember.
No, I thought it was pretty late. No, I think it was
later. Thought it was early, but I didn't watch the whole game.
I don't know. Can you imagine if Tom Brady gets a divorce? He will never retire.
But that's the reason why he would get a divorce, is because he didn't retire.
Yeah, I know. She even had an interview now where he tells it. Says it.
That's the reason?
No, but like...
you have, like, to retire?
No, but what did she say? Like, I think it was something like, yeah, obviously we had this conversation. I want him more home, and we've had this conversation several times, like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems...
he fucked up this time.
Yeah, she's mad this time.
Yeah.
But I do get it, too. He was retired for 40 days.
And then he said, no, this is boring. I want to play football. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be at home because he's not used to being home.
He's like, no,
he has
I don't
to
like
do stuff.
I don't like kids. I don't like you. So, sorry. Not sorry about that. Bye. I'm going to be right back playing football. Yeah. Okay, so last game is Broncos Seahawks, and Seahawks with Geno Smith winning over Broncos 17-16. Close game, but Russell Wilson did not bring his magic. He forgot it at home, apparently. And yeah, I think the only remarkable thing of this game was hug between DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
At all that.
Those two look like long lost lovers or something like that. It was like they hugged and then DK Metcalf giving a hug, brother. Like, they already hugged, and then it was just like embracing for like a very long
time. Yeah, because the second hug was very intimate.
Yeah, I know. And it was like, I love you. And I was like, okay, get a room.
Get yourself a room, bro.
It's the next Dak and Zeke story.
It is what it is. It is what it is. All right, let's do to our predictions, and we love it because we begin with Thursday night game, and it's Chargers versus Chiefs. Lions on Chiefs, which is understandable after their last performance. And tickets are as low as $117. So.
Okay. Yeah,
oh my
forgotten
god!
About that.
I'm back in that because I love it. So, what's your pick?
You need to ask mine.
No, I already put it on.
Yeah, I mean, I pick Chiefs.
Oh, I pick also Chiefs.
Yeah, I pick.
Well, Chiefs. Fuck you, fuckers.
Rude. Oh, wow.
So rude.
So rude. I mean, it's my little revenge for stepping on my toe and other things. But stepping on my toe, of course, only stepping on my toe.
I mean, this game is going to be hard.
It will, because
and this game will also determine who will be on top of the division for now. Yeah. And probably also for a very long time. So this game has a lot more at stake.
I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty close game, to be honest.
I think so too. It's going to be closer than ever before. But
are they predicting that Mahomes will have 5 touchdowns in this too?
No, it's last game.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay, Sunday games. Jets, Browns, tickets are low, 54. It's very expensive. It's very expensive for this game. And yeah, I'm gonna pick Browns because that's funny. If Joe Flacco starting and Browns defense coming up again together, so Jets have zero chance of winning this game. So it's pretty clear for me. And it's line is heavily on Cleveland, seriously.
Yeah, and it's also a home game.
Yeah.
I'm going with Browns too, just because.
Yeah, Jets I have no issues. I'm going with Browns too. I don't have issues going with Browns now that maybe Mayfield isn't there.
Rude. Okay, next game. Tickets are as low as 35. Also expensive, kind of, for this type of game. It's Commanders, versus Lions. And Lions is on Detroit. Detroit, you know?
Yeah. Is it the home game advantage only?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But still, and you know what? I'm going with Lions because I'm not going with Carson Wentz. No, but...
You went with him last week.
Me too, I'm going with Lions. I believe. Yeah. I still believe.
Still believe.
Yeah, I'm going with Lions too. I want them to win.
Yeah.
And I just don't respect the Commanders in any way. So I can't go with them. They're going to be my new team that I just hate the guts out of.
All right.
Because
Buccaneers Saints at New Orleans. And the tickets are as low as 121. And that line is slightly on Tampa Bay. And I think I have to agree because, like, I think I'm going to go with Buccaneers because Jameis Winston, seriously, against Buccaneers defense, I don't think it's happening.
But they did it last year, remember?
Yeah, but it was different circumstances. Or do you believe in love of the
No. I'm going with Tom Brady.
Yeah. Steph?
Yeah, I'm probably going with Bucks too, even though I like Saints better.
Let's be honest. This is the type of game where you go with your logic, right?
Yeah, I know.
Panthers, Giants, tickets are as low as 75. It's also very expensive, I'd say. I go with Giants because, yes, I learned my lesson. I did. Daniel Jones. Line is also on Giants, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Giants too. We're all going against Baker Mayfield now.
Sorry, Baker Mayfield. Next game is Patriots Steelers. Tickets are as low as 126. And line on Patriots somehow. Oh, that's
a but it's remember that TJ Watt is out.
That
is very important for their defense. It's like very important. So
it's a game where I'm supposed to pick between two different types of the same shit. So
we're rude.
Very rude. But, you know, I cannot go with Steelers, so I go with Patriots. God forbid. Horrible. I feel violated. Steph?
I don't know. I'm going to... I guess I will have the same...
Patriots?
Yeah. Just because don't want to... Or should I... Maybe I'll go just with Mitch. With Steelers just because...
Just support
you guys me. Don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to pick the opposite.
Oh, that's my job.
Yeah, and now but it's... Now I'm helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next game is appropriate price for it. It's called Jaguars. Tickets are at $24. Line is heavily on Indy. And I think I go with Indy because I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence and haters going to hate and I'm going to hate. So, yeah, calls for me.
Yeah, me too.
Even though Metroman is disaster.
They're both, though.
One is old disaster, one is young disaster.
I'm going with Trevor.
Of course. Trevor is your best buddy.
I wonder who's going to kick the field goals or the extra points.
Bad bitch.
This is going to be such a boring game. So it's like, I don't know.
It's
going
to be a long, boring game. If you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next game is Dolphins Ravens. Tickets are as low as 103. Line is on Baltimore, slightly, not much, but still on Baltimore. You know, given the last game, I don't know.
I'm going with Ravens.
Yeah, I think
the last game from Dolphins was just luck.
lot.
Yeah, but I mean, Tua is still a young quarterback.
Still.
I'm not gonna even try to pronounce his last name.
Tagovailoa.
I mean, he missed so many opportunities to throw the ball to Hill when he was like all alone. And then he threw the ball to Hill a couple of times, but the only reason Hill got them is because he's Tyreek Hill. So the chemistry is not, it's not there, even though they pretend it is. So I'm picking Ravens.
I mean, yeah, but it depends on Dolphins are able to stop Lamar's running, but it's still probable. But no, I think Dolphins just, yeah, Dolphins do not have same chances as they had with Patriots, because let's be honest, Patriots compared to Ravens, no. Maria?
Yeah.
Ravens?
No, Miami.
Oh, yeah. Next game, Falcons versus Rams. Tickets are as low as 38. Wow. 38 at SoFi Stadium. It's impressive. I mean,
it's very, very low.
Yes. And the line is heavily on Rams. And yeah, I mean, you should be insane if you want to go for Falcons against Rams. Even though they could have a lead at some point in time, they're going to blow it. So Rams for me anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Seahawks versus 49ers. Tickets are as low as 77. Line is heavily on 49ers. I'm not sure. I go with Seahawks here.
Yeah, he still doesn't write back, so maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I'm going with 49ers.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Seahawks.
Oh, you're supporting me.
Yes.
Cool. Next game is Bengals Cowboys. Tickets are as low as 23.
23 in Texas.
Yes.
The Dak is out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go with Bengals, seriously. Even with Dak, they couldn't score a touchdown. Without
No.
And yeah.
Who is the backup?
Will Greer, I suppose.
Exactly. We don't know who that is.
No.
He's been there.
They're just as unknown as Kenya's receivers.
Yeah. Baby Joe for me. But they really, really need to fix their offensive line, seriously. It's horrible. Yeah.
Give Burrow better protection.
Everybody's Bengals, I suppose.
Yep.
Next game is Texans Broncos. And this costs 100.
But, holy shit.
Yes. For Broncos Texans games. Seriously. I mean,
it's very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did this is like the effect they have from getting Russell Wilson. Actually, yeah, probably. I think so. It has to be.
I don't know what I'm going with Texans just because. Just because I can. Hot. Ice cold take. That's it.
I'm gonna believe that they pick themselves up. Actually,
yeah, me too. Just because they're playing Texans as well, and they really. I mean, if they lose this game,
it's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next game is Cardinals Raiders. Tickets are as low as 185. Okay, Las Vegas, right?
It's Vegas.
Raiders line is on Raiders. I go with Raiders because I don't believe in Kyler Murray. I don't. Shall we check 2xp Call of Duty double XP?
What the hell?
Schedule.
Are you checking if he's gonna play a game?
Yeah.
If he will have time to do his research or not.
Fulfill his contract?
Yeah, it's
not
it's...
until next week. Not until next week. So probably he can win. Probably. Yeah. So, but still, no, I'm going with Raiders.
Yeah, me too. It's baby Patriots, basically. So, yeah.
Next game is...
But what are you going with, Seth?
Raiders, unfortunately.
Next game is Bears versus Packers. I don't want to. Tickets are as low as 102. Line is on Green Bay. I want to cry. Can I pick
like, me? It's heavily on Green Bay, by the way.
It was heavily on Green Bay last time, too.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
This is historic, I think so. They didn't like take into consideration the current conditions, I'm pretty sure.
I go with
is it Packers. Going to rain?
It doesn't look like it.
No.
Because that is important.
Yeah, that's important. Work.
Yeah. But it's in Green Bay. Bay.
Yeah, but still.
But Green Bay feel like Lambeau Field is much better than Soldier Field. So.
I mean, it's not so hard to be better than Soldier Field, so
no.
Oh, I have to go with Packers because I don't want to go with Bears. But
yeah, that's the feeling that I have too, actually.
Yes. I want to suffer and I want to cry, so I'm just going to cry and suffer.
I'm going to believe in Justin Fields.
Of course you will.
But I, like, for for the result of this game. Every time I choose Packers, they lose, so I should choose Packers.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. Next game, Titans-Bills. Tickets are as low as 191. Line is heavily on Buffalo. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Bills, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
And the last game, Vikings versus Eagles. Tickets are as low as 109. Line is on Philly. And yes, I go with Philly.
Yeah, me too.
Just because they have Gardner Minshew, even as a backup.
I will go with Vikings again.
Big energy, too.
Well, no, I'm kind of impressed by the Eagles, actually. Like, yeah. I feel like they are like a sneaky team this year.
They don't have a good defense.
Yeah, and the thing is, they score a lot
defense this week. So
who the fuck cares anymore? I'm still devastated by choosing between Bears and Packers. That it was even a question, seriously. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I feel trash. I feel like trash.
That sucks.
At least I'm majestic trash. So, yeah, that was it. Steph, where is our quiz corner? You didn't do that, right? Okay.
Oh,
that's very sad.
I forgot.
You forgot again.
I can bring it next week.
All right, that was it. And our predictions and our beautiful conversation around everything that happened. And I choose to forget this week. This week has never happened. I do not participate in this narrative.
Okay, so it's week one for you now?
Yeah.
This week was preseason.
Starting over. It was only preseason week for you. Game.
It's a mentality. Every week is a week one. Unless it's gonna be week five and we're gonna be 0-5, so then I'll start send some shit, not before probably. Anyway, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for listening to us. Hope you share our podcast and tell everybody to give it a listen and enjoy us being dorks. Yes. Bye.
Bye.